My name is Kate Blofson. I live in Jericho and I'm a volunteer with WRUJLP. I believe that community radio is a powerful tool to connect people, empower local voices and issues, and foster a sense of belonging.
Pete Davis and I went out to do some community recording at the Hands Off protest, which, well, Pete, when was that protest? And can you tell me a little, set the scene for us a little bit?
So picture a pretty rainy, raw day, about 34 degrees, just not the nicest day in the world. I just finished doing some cutting for Wood for Good and was all covered in sawdust and drove up on the scene just on Route 15 across from Jolly's over by Mills Riverside Park. And I didn't know if anybody'd be there because the hands-off protest was going to be organized on that Saturday afternoon. It was a, like I said, a pretty nasty day. And as I drove up in my pickup truck, I just saw hundreds of people already there at quarter to noon when the protest was going to begin. So that was pretty interesting to see that. In my back pocket, I had an iPhone, and upon the iPhone, I recorded a bunch of snippets, basically just going up to people and asking them, why are you here? What motivated you to come out on this nasty day in early April, instead of being home by a cozy fire? And I just had a small iPhone and just went around and talked to a bunch of community members to get their feelings on why they'd come out on a day, and especially in such large numbers. But what was really cool that I found in the event was the number of people that weren't involved with the protest, but were honking their horns, giving us thumbs up, and really, really supporting the message that was being portrayed that day.
You know, there's people voicing all of these opinions about what's happening in the country now, but obviously not everyone in our towns are on the same page. So I'm also really curious, like, where those people are coming from. Do they believe that what's happening now in the country is a good thing? What are some of their grievances? Is there anything that we actually agree on, but we're coming at it from different perspectives or different angles? And I think that's one of the things that we're hoping to do here on WRUJLP is really be a space where people feel welcome to express their perspectives, even if they're differing perspectives, and have community discussions centering around the needs of our community locally and how we're being impacted in a respectful way. Kind of like our town meeting tradition, right? Where there's an assumption and sort of a framework for having a civic discussion with respect for our peers and our neighbors and our different points of view.
And I couldn't agree more with you. I think that's what WRUJ is all about. WRUJLP FM is here. I'd love to sit down with somebody who is to this day a great Trump supporter. I would love to have them come onto WRUJ just to talk and just let's get over the personality of the president and let's get down to the brass tacks of what is going on with our nation.
Thinking about ensuring where and what kinds of public spaces that we have to express ourselves, including politically. We all feel pretty safe expressing our political views in public forums, but that is becoming less and less safe for some people, especially people who aren't citizens and protected, have some of those constitutional protections. And so that's been on my mind a lot, especially as we're thinking of starting this community radio station, is just thinking about ways that we can preserve our right to political expression. Protest is a really viable means for action and resistance to some of these policies and effects that are happening around the country. People still really believe in protest as a method of change.
Well, we're here in Jericho, Vermont on the Day of Resistance. It's April 5th, and people have really come out of the woodwork for this one. There are hundreds of people on Route 15. A lot of honking in the background for people who are supporting all the signs we see. And I'd love to ask some of the folks here, why are you here today?
To speak up and stop being depressed at home by myself.
Good enough. How about yourself? Why are you here?
for science, and for the next generation.
To come out and celebrate what makes our country great, you know, and show that there is a lot of force on our side and people who are standing up for democracy, standing up for, you know, the beautiful things that we've created. We know that there needs to be changes, right? But progress is not about tearing everything down. It's like building up, coming together. And so it's beautiful to see this turnout. And, you know, let's make change.
I'm terrified for my country. And I think, you know, Trump is straight out of the authoritarian playbook. And I can't stay silent.
Having a safe space to express our own opinions is what's at stake here. And my fear is under this government of Musk and Trump and JD, they're going to try to take that away from us because they don't want us free speaking anymore. They don't want us understanding what's really happening. They just want to promote their lies and promote their disgusting contempt for America's generosity to themselves and around the world.
We all know that going forward, the voting elections are going to be very important. There are a lot of people who voted for Trump who are starting to wonder a little bit. When we bump into them, do our best to not get into a debate if they express an opinion that we don't agree with, but rather shift the conversation to what we know we agree with. Nobody likes inflation. Nobody's really happy with the weather, regardless of what causes climate change. So just encouraging that because we want to make friends with those folks and gain those votes.
Can you tell me what your sign says and why you're carrying it?
It says hands off, gender-affirming care. It's for all civil rights, actually, but I have a personal stake in this for my son and other people in the LGBTQ community. And keeping their rights to be able to get their gender-affirming care, their mental health care, and everything that goes along with that without interruption and, well, intrusion from the government.
Well, we're protesting for democracy and against President Trump.
How do you guys think it affects kids, like the things that are happening that you're protesting about?
Well, our parents are losing their jobs, which affects how we, like, get our food and stuff. I think for some kids who know what's happening, it's heartbreaking. I mean, the way that America is being treated, it just is weird and not okay.
We're resisting corporate greed. We're resisting billionaires. We're resisting insanity in terms of destroying our Constitution. We're resisting violence against our international partners. There's many things.
The people need to have informed opinions and to start doing some research and seeing if they are okay with everything that's going on right now. Our unions are under attack. There's been a recent executive order that is trying to disband federal representation by our unions and collective bargaining units. Already there's been a lot of infiltration into the workings of how we run our agency. And I'm personally not against with the administration wanting to make improvements. I'm upset with how it's being done. And it just seems like federal workers are not getting the voices that they deserve, and they're not being treated with respect and dignity for what they do and their contributions to the United States and around the world.
It's a lot of pent-up energy that needs to come against this wave of corruption and stuff that's happening in D.C.
I'm with CPL. I just joined them recently. It's the Vermont Coalition for Palestinian Liberation, and wanted to congregate here just because this is my community, and as my sign shows, blue and red hands, you know, off of Palestine, trying to keep with the theme with the hands-off protests today. You know, this genocide in Palestine started with Joe Biden and escalated by Trump, and so I've started protesting about just over a year ago, and my first rally just felt so much momentum building, and so I try to get out to as many events like this as possible, just trying to raise up Palestinian voices and you know, our free speech, due process is under attack, and I think it's important to just show up and make the voices heard as much as possible, that we can't be silenced.
What brings me here right now is anger and personally being affected by this administration and the previous Trump administration. Personally affected me. I do research. My funding has been cut from this summer. I got 10 years worth of data. You know, I'm just really mad. And I'm not the only one. There's scientists all over this country that are in the same boat right now. The anti-climate change, the chaos. So I'm just angry, very angry.
Well, all of these people are coming out to say hands off all of these services and stop firing people and get rid of Trump, get rid of Musk. And, you know, try and we have to let the justice judges prevail, and we need to let our three divisions of our government work like they should. And it's just so sad to see it deteriorate like this.
And why are you here?
Same reasons. I mean, I don't like what's going on in Washington. I was born in Washington, D.C., and I'm here, and I'm protesting what's going on there. It's the wrong way to do the right thing, to lower the deficit, to, you know, keep people's money in their own pockets. It's a great idea. What they're doing is the wrong way to do that. It's hurting everything. They're actually going backwards. I mean, Trump himself is an empty, soulless person who's small. And people are starting to realize that. He thinks that he doesn't know what love is. He doesn't know what friendship is. He thinks deals and money are the thing to live for. He's wrong. And we're going to prove him wrong. So there you go. Yeah.
I'm also here because I'm a retired person, and it really ticks me off that they said it was a Social Security that I put my money into almost my whole life, more than 50 years, that's a Ponzi scheme, or that's an entitlement program that we shouldn't be getting when we worked for it. And if they take that Medicaid away from so many people that are in these homes, it's appalling. What happened to respecting seniors and the wise ones and providing for our children, our grandchildren? And I have a great grandson too, so, you know, I worry about what the world is going to have for him.
I'm also discontented. Our family's been affected. I think it's shameful how we're conducting ourselves internationally right now. I brought my dad got this recently for us, the Greenlandic flag. Guys, we know Trump has been threatening Greenland, which I think is absurd. Our family's Danish, and we have sort of a history of family members going to Greenland. And I mean, I think there should be a sovereign nation. That's a whole other question. But the idea that Trump can sort of buy it and just make it a little conquest is absurd and really disrespectful to the people there. And then I found about, you know, 10 people ask me, what's this flag? What's going on? And I think it's not a well-known flag, not a well-known country, which I think is unfortunate. It's a majority indigenous country. They have their own language. They have their own government. They have all, it's a whole nation that people don't really know about. And Trump thinks it's just a little island to make a conquest of. So that's why we're here with the Greenland flag. My mother worked for USAID, and so she was cut, as well as most people work for USAID now. My uncle as well also worked for USAID. He just got his position back, but he's expecting to be cut by June. So we're all, you know, it's our main income source. So she's looking for a job now as well. My dad works for the state government and Forest Parks and Recreation, and it's looking like they're going to lose a lot of funding as well, because much of their money comes from federal funding. So yeah, we're you know, personally feeling it economically. I think we'll be fine compared to a lot of people in the country who are all going to get hit by the coming recession. But yeah, so it's been affecting us personally. I hope lawmakers and people in courts will start to get the ball rolling and stop kind of sitting on their hands.
We're here because it's really important to try to have your voice heard and to be kind of as a group in solidarity for something
that you feel is wrong and not okay.
Frustration, and I'm very concerned about our democracy. I'm concerned about the lack of the rule of law. I'm concerned about how this president is ruling by executive orders. I'm concerned that our three branch system is being challenged. I'm concerned about all the blatant lies that leaders, political leaders, are telling. I'm concerned about the lack of morality, the lack of honesty. I mean, I'm not super naive. I realize that politicians, you know, have their slant, will say what they need to say, but there's just so many lies that it's mind-blowing. And what they're doing, right, all of the layoffs, you know, that's very troubling to me, the way it was done. There are good ways to do it. Everyone would want to see efficiencies, but the way it was done was cruel. Cruel. It was not efficient. It was all politically motivated. I'm informed, so I've seen some of, you know, in my area, jobs that were cut or programs that were cut, and there's no rhyme or reason. So whatever they say, this is why we're doing this, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just, you know, cutting numbers, political. I was a federal contractor, so I worked with USAID. I've worked with them for years. Again, you all know it's like less than 1% of the federal budget. It's essential work for our security and projecting American strength abroad. And we do a lot of good work, you know, for public health, for education, for helping people. And the whole idea is, you know, if people have more... We were an example. Let's put that. We were an example for democracy. So I was laid off, but in fits and spurts. First it was like stop work. Then it was like, okay, you're furloughed. And then, you know, a few weeks later it was like, okay, you're being terminated. But then there's still, oh, watch the court cases. And so it's been very frustrating, really emotional. And for me, my entire industry, what I do, it's just disappeared. And so many of us are looking for jobs. It's really... It's impossible, it seems. And it was a field, I mean, if you work in international development or if you're a civil servant, it really is, you have a passion for it, it's a mission. And I'm still looking to serve. I enjoy it, I do, I was good at what I did. I was really proud of the work that USAID did. They're really smart people doing really good work. So it's a pity. I think it will come back. Course, it's not totally gone. It will come back at some point. But in the meantime, a lot of people whose careers, this is their career, they're being impacted. Concern about democracy, and it's just troubling. And I think it is political, and I think our leader is just what he's doing because of vendettas or his retribution or everything is so blatantly political and biased. It's scary. I think it helps. It helps to show strength. It helps to show that you're not alone. It helps to me to raise awareness about what people are concerned about. I know what I'm concerned about, but it helps me to learn and understand all of the protest. The good thing is, I think I'm getting a good lesson in civics, and I think the whole country is learning a heck of a lot about how the judiciary works. And I think it will be useful. Maybe we were lulled into some kind of, I don't know, complacency, but I think it's a good lesson for all of us, and I think it does help to show numbers. We will push. We will cause change in the next elections. We've seen some progress, but I'm hopeful. I wish we didn't have to wait 2 years, but we will bring about some change, and I think I'm hopeful that the more the administration sees that this is not popular, that hopefully they will back off a bit or try and be a little bit more reasonable.
In the time that has passed since the April 5th hands-off protest that took place on Route 15 in Jericho, there have been plenty of changes in the governance of our nation. Virtually every day, there are new developments that define our nation, both at home and abroad. What do you think? WRUJ invites you to unmute yourself by speaking out, whether you support the direction of the current administration or if you oppose their actions.
We invite you to join the conversation and let your voice be heard. On behalf of WRUJ LPFM, this is Pete Davis saying be kind, stay strong, and thank you for listening.